Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
This is Big Will Smith.
This is Emma Bunton.
This is Will I Am.
A beautiful day ahead.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Don't get better than this.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning. 7 o'clock across the UAE. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We are back at it. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right.
What's happening?
Oh, I'll tell you what's happening.
What?
I got revenge on Big Rossi.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Hardly revenge.
Don't. You're lucky that I was gentle on you. I could have gone a lot worse.
That's it now. I'll take that revenge.
Nope.
I'll take that.
Nope.
So the dramatic story continues.
Nope.
Well, are you going to talk about it?
After Rossi stole my watch for the day and made me have to like call authorities trying to find it, and he was just playing a prank on me, I got him back after work yesterday. I will tell you what happened after 8 this morning.
Okay.
Pop quiz coming up at 7:40. All right, 7:40 this morning for Ramadan. We're doing the pop quiz, 0487155444 at 7:40. We'll do that. Yeah, you're looking a little trim there, Ross, though. You are looking trimmer.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if it's the shirt.
I've stopped eating as much.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
not,
nice.
Not eating as much now.
There we go.
Food control.
There we go. There you go. Just controlling your eating habits.
Because I find like when I go to the gym, I'll do really well in the gym, but then I'll completely ruin it at the weekend.
Where are you? Are you training right now? Because I'm not
just doing some exercise. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Running. Kite Beach.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
Good on you, man.
It's free. It's great.
Yeah, it is. You can just run around, right?
It's beautiful. That's true.
How are you, Pretty Molly?
I had one of those terrible, I'm getting old adulting moments yesterday.
What happened?
Do you guys have this? I don't know if anyone else does this, but the highlight of my day was checking out a new branch of a store that I haven't been to yet.
Mm. What was it?
It was Brands for Less. I was excited. I heard about the Motor City branch.
You drove out to Motor City.
And I just, all I wanted to do, I was just like excited. I was like, oh, I want to go check this out. And that made me truly happy. Is there something wrong with me?
No, because I've...
Yeah.
I knew Chris would say that.
I mean, no, just welcome to the old side.
Embrace it. I don't want to go to that side yet.
If that gets you excited, enjoy it. I've driven past the same store and I thought the same thing.
Like, you're like, ooh, I want to go inside.
We're in Motor City.
Okay, it's, so...
Remember we did that broadcast where we gave away a car from BMW?
Yeah.
On the left-hand side.
There's one there, is there?
It's near there somewhere.
Wow, yeah. Motor City's come up, hasn't it?
Have you not been down there for a while?
It's completely changed.
No, I haven't.
Wow.
It is so busy.
Where the spinnies is on the left...
Keep going.
Oh, no, I have gone down there. Yeah, you go down there. There's all restaurants on the left and the right and
all that packed sort
of stuff. Yeah, it's packed. There's a good cafe there called Friends that I've been to a few times, which is really nice.
But it's just like, I was so excited.
Did you buy anything?
Yes, it did not disappoint.
Good on you. As long as you purchased something and you went out with a family, did you?
Yeah, my parents were like, where are we going? I was like, don't worry about it. Just come with me.
There we go.
And I took them
What an adventure, Mum and Dad. They must have loved it.
They looked at me and they're like, what are we doing here?
It's a bit like that one in America.
Century 21. That's exactly why I love it.
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yes. So Century 21.
I know Century 21.
Well, they've shut down completely. They're going to reopen soon.
Mm.
But it reminds me of that. So I get really happy walking around.
Good on you. As long as it gives you a little bit of nostalgic feelings of home, right? And that's what sometimes you do here. You do find certain things that remind you just of home, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's very cute. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you had a good week. I'm glad you had a good day. Which is mostly important, you know. Okay, first callers of the morning, where are you? Let's find out what you've been up to. Where were you? What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Are you fasting? Are you not? Phone lines are open. Give me a call. 04871 5544. I don't know, like, again, look at this beautiful day.
Yeah, it's going to be nice today. High's 29, so that's not bad at all.
Look at this. I'm watching this young girl walk the dog out front of the studio so you can see that.
Cute
stuff. So what are you doing? Are you on the way to work? I want to know, are you working shorter hours? I want to know if that's actually happening. Or are you just doing regular hours right now? Is there a school run happening? 04871 5544. Give me a call right now. We're going to get you on the show next, all right?
Good morning! The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
It is.
All right, Christina, hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, you superstar. You, what's going on? Let's get to know Christina a little bit. What's happening?
Well, I just arrived to the parking, so I'm going to gym.
Okay.
Great. Actually, yeah, I'm actually fasting, but I said, let me just try. And that's my daily routine normally, but I said, let's see how it's going to be. Gym in the morning and then fasting until sunset.
Wow, good
so
on
it's
you.
It's actually going great.
Good
and
on
the
you.
Day is beautiful and sunny.
Mm. Yeah, the day's gorgeous right now. Weather-wise, it's going to be perfect. It was perfect yesterday. I took the parents to the beach, Christina, yesterday. It was just so beautiful, the weather right now, sort of in the city.
Oh, that's
so
great. But yes, I have to work after.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have a long day. You know, the hardest thing about going to the gym and fasting would be the obviously no water. Like, that's the hardest thing. So just take it easy on yourself. You know what I mean? Don't go as hard as you probably would usually go, yeah?
Yes, sure.
And then what do you do for work, Christina?
Work? Well, I work in Google. I'm the food program manager in Google, looking after the food and events there. So, surrounded by food the full day.
Oh, man.
That is hard.
It's truly testing yourself, huh?
I'm trying to work out if I've got Fade Fit snacks in the Google office. Do you look after that? Because I think we're there. I think.
Yes.
I'm not. You look up.
Yes, I was not there yet when I think it was in another building and now we moved to another place.
Are
but
you,
yes, I think it was.
It was there. Has Google moved?
Yes. Innovation Hub we are now.
Well, let me just Google that. Hold
where's
on,
Innovation see. Hub? Where's that? Mm. Have you got a slide in your office still?
Sorry, what?
In the Google offices, they usually have like a slide instead of stairs to come down. You know, like a slide.
Oh, no, not really. It's just an elevator. Oh. So we are in the fourth and fifth floor.
I don't think they had a slide ever in these offices. I remember going there once.
In certain ones, they do.
I think in the States, there was a famous one,
yes,
in San Francisco,
right,
where they had that. Yeah, I don't think they have it here. Well, listen, you, Christina, are a machine. You are fasting, you're going to the gym, and then you're working with food all day. It's not easy, but you're doing it, and well done, okay?
And thank you so much, guys. I'm a big fan of yours. I actually took a picture with you and Rossi the other day.
Yeah.
And it really made my day, so thank you so much.
I was going to say at the start of this conversation, I knew exactly who you were. You won on the pop quiz and you were on the treadmill, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
I love that. Where did you take a photo with Rossi and who was it?
In
Rossi
reception.
And Pretty? Or,
yeah.
Oh, Rossi at the reception. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, because I was trying to work out, Rossi and I haven't been together on the outside for a long time.
I know. And you see, Chris gets like 75 photos a day. I just get one, so I remember, you see.
That's right. Christina came to our Virgin Radio reception. What did you pick up? What did you win?
500 dirhams.
Yeah.
Good on you. Well, I'm glad you're winning stuff from us as well. That makes it all worthwhile.
And Chris was not very excited to take photo with Rossi and me together. But
correct.
Oh my goodness, yep. Chris, you need to stop.
No,
doing that.
I don't like to take photos if Rossi's in the photo. I always tell the person. I said I'm happy to take a photo on my own, but with Rossi,
it's not cool.
It's not a good look for me,
Kristen.
It's pretty association.
Yeah, it's Rossi.
By association. I have a brand, I have an image. And
what is that image?
To have a photo.
Please tell me that image.
To have a photo next to Rossi? You know, the publicist that I've got said, Chris, you must stop.
Who's your publicist, your wife?
My mum,
Gilda. Mom.
Right. Yeah. Christina, have a great morning.
Have a lovely day. Bye.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. Always first. Always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Hello, Pretty. What have you got?
So if you're a fan of the John Wick series, get ready because there will be more. There was like a rumor going around that John Wick 4, which is in theaters right now, would be the final one. They're kind of done with the franchise, even though they have a prequel in the works and a spinoff in the works. But because Chapter 4 has done so well in the opening weekend, the bosses were like, no, we need more Keanu Reeves and we need more John Wick. So John Wick 5 is definitely a possibility. They raked in $137.5 million worldwide in opening weekend, and that is a franchise best. So
I mean, listen, the world loves Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, totally. I think the love grows every year.
Every year with Keanu.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's got. There's something about him, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, his acting is a little bit wooden, they say, don't they?
Well, I don't think he's the world's best actor, but there's just something about him. He's just such a lovely guy.
You can't not love him.
He's like, hey, Keanu Reeves.
And his interviews, like, he's just so personable. You just love him.
I think you know what really did it for his career, I really felt?
What?
Remember that viral photo of him on the New York subway?
Yeah.
Standing, I think.
Yeah, he stood up for someone. Yeah.
When that video went viral, people just were like, wow.
He's just a nice guy.
you know, Rossi keeps taking the metro here and having his friend film him.
Unnecessary.
And you standing up for people. I see you. You
still haven't gone viral.
It hasn't gone viral.
That's my
it?
Dream, you know, to go viral. I've gone viral for other reasons, but never on the internet.
Yeah, you have. There's been a lot of viral issues with Rossi many times, but just not on the internet.
Yeah.
What else have you got for us?
Emily Ratajkowski. Now, this is the story. I'm giving you a disclaimer. It's from the Daily Mail, okay? But I'm just going
to
say it.
So chances are it's not true.
But it's
been... Let's pay attention to this story.
Okay, it's been everywhere. Emily Ratajkowski is apparently begging for her friend Olivia Wilde's forgiveness after the video of her with Harry Styles went viral. Apparently, these two are friends. Obviously, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles were together for a while. And now she's like, I'm so sorry, I violated girl code. I don't know if I believe this story, but I'm just putting it out there. You may conclude whatever
well,
you like.
Well, we want to know your opinion, Pretty.
I just gave you my opinion.
Like, no, like the girl code, breaking the girl
code. Well, no, of course, breaking girl code is bad, unless you bask.
So she should have.
So Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles were an item. Emily and Olivia friends.
Apparently friends.
Yeah.
And that's breaking girl code.
That's breaking girl code. Breaking, it would be the same for guy code too, right? And finally, are you ready for the Kardashian season 3? I'm sure the answer in this room will be.
Yay!
No.
No, yeah, I thought it would be no. It's added to Disney Plus on May 25th. Here's a little tease of what's to come.
Can I, hold on. I thought that we did a whole thing that the Kardashians were over.
We're on season 3 now.
And then they just stopped for one network.
No, they stopped keeping up with the Kardashians.
Correct.
But that's what I'm saying. They just stopped and then they just restarted.
Yes.
Wow, they're smart.
Yeah.
They're so smart. Here we go. The Kardashians.
Listen, everyone has their own truth of how they think something happened. I wish I could tell you this is going to be a mild, relaxing, serene season. It's not.
Yeah, legend season in full effect. I'm the truest yet.
There's no sense of loyalty. You think I need your permission?
I've never seen this much drama in my life.
It all comes back to protecting my peace.
We have huge influence. What are we doing with our power?
So, let's talk about it.
Now, it's dramatic.
Sounds
now,
good, though. Like, it sounds like a good promo.
Exactly. That sounds like the best reality TV show I've ever heard.
Stop. Yeah.
Like, it is the
Agreed,
best.
Agreed. I agree.
Now, Chris, you are a reality TV star yourself from Dubai Bling. How do you feel about this when you see this? Because a lot of people are like, oh, the Kardashians are fake.
Yeah.
It's all fake. Everything is fake in reality TV. What's your take?
Well, I can't comment on their show because I don't know how it is.
True.
But
you have some insight, at least, more than any of us.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure there is a lot of fakeness to some reality shows, quote-unquote reality shows. I'm sure the producers are doing what they've got to do to instigate the drama, to fire it up. Is it scripted? I don't think the word scripted can be used, because scripted means you're given like a line, a piece of paper, and you said you have to follow this script.
Yeah.
Are there narratives being pushed, possibly, and directed? Definitely.
Okay.
I would agree with that. And I think they're doing that on the... Yeah. I would say that they're doing that on the Kardashians. I would say that they would come together...
And they'd be like, what's going on in everyone's lives?
Yeah, and maybe magnify the problem or the issue. So things that could be just a smaller issue could be 10x'd for the show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you never know. You never know how it is for... You know, I don't want to comment just for what we're doing on Dubai Bling, but... You know, I can tell you now, the first season, you know, there's a lot of people ask me about the scripting side of things. Never scripted. Never given a piece of paper and said, all right, Chris,
say this.
That's your line. And, you know, that's your line. And, you know, to the point where people ask me if we were getting married, if it was a real wedding. Like,
no way.
Did you just get married for the show? Like, was that just a whole setup? I'm like, no, man. Like, I really got married, you know. Like, so yeah, it's interesting to see. And as you know, they announced a while ago that season 2 for Dubai Bling will be out, and it will. So that'll be interesting.
Is there a release date on that yet?
No idea.
Okay.
Zero idea on it.
Okay.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Come on.
The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop and do your thing.
Is.
Powered by RagBank.
Hello, Vasu. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
There
Chris.
You go.
You?
I thought we lost you for a moment. I was like, no. What do you do, Vasu?
I'm right here. I work at a creative agency. I prepare the digital strategy.
Mm-hmm. for various a job that wasn't here 10 years ago.
That's there true. We go.
Technology and advancements creates
digital strategies.
Yeah, there we go. So, well, you look at like content online on Instagram, on Facebook, and work out if the company's doing it the right way. What you believe they should be doing, is that right?
That's exactly right. So social media and all of the other digital peripherals that go along with it. So I prepare the strategy and how that approach towards it.
Good on you.
Give us three tips for new business owners to go far on social media.
Three tips?
Don't run after preparing a viral content, because just focus on quality and it'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go aggressive with quantity. It's not how much you post, it's how much you can reach out and relate, be relatable to your followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third would be never give up.
Nice. Those are some great tips just in general.
In life. It's just life tips. You know, I like that. Well, listen, our tips for the pop quiz is just get them all right, Vasu. Get them all right. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. Otherwise, we'll come back, all right, if you don't know the answer. Rack Bank wants to give you 10K. We want to give you 10K here on the show as well, okay?
Okay, let's do it, Jeff.
Any questions?
No, can I have a time extension?
Nope. Hey, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Vasu. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs Hips Don't Lie and Waka Waka?
Shakira.
What sport does John Stones play?
Pass.
True or false, Wolverine will appear in Deadpool 3.
True.
Pandora is a fictional habitat in which movie series?
Pass.
What type of sport is NASCAR?
A racing.
What is the capital of Argentina?
Pass.
Who sings the songs On the Floor and Love Don't Cost a Thing?
Pass.
What came first, the cell phone or GPS?
GPS.
What female singer released the albums Rare and Revival? Selena.
Gomez.
Who is the father of Sir and Rumi Carter?
Pass.
What sport does John Stone play?
Golf?
No. I always say in the pop quiz, if you never know the sport, just say football.
Yeah.
You've got a good chance of getting it then. 400 dirhams, yours. Congratulations.
Thanks. I wish I had that.
The disappointment.
I know. John Stone plays football. Avatar is the Pandora habitat. Beyond, I can never say it right. The capital
Buenos Aires.
I like to say it as the Australian Buenos Aires. Jennifer Lopez sings On the Floor and Love Don't Cost a Thing. Cell phone came first before the GPS. And Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, is the father of Sir and Rumi Carter. That would have got you all the cash. Listen, 400 dirhams cash, not a bad one, Vasu. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you so much.
I know the disappointment. You come in thinking, I'm going to win 10,000 dirhams. I'm going to change my life right now. And you walk away with 400. But hey, it's part of the game. Never give up. Never give up.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Last night, I got onto my Oculus. You know the VR?
Yeah.
And I downloaded a fighter pilot game.
Oh, cool.
Where you get to be in, like, I don't know, World
Battle.
War Battle? World War One or Two, and you're battling in this fighter jet, right?
Mm.
So you put these Oculus things on your eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm laying in bed. It's about 9 o'clock at night. I'm pretty tired, but I thought I'll have a quick little game here. It is so good. However.
Like realistic, you mean?
So realistic. That. I played for 15 minutes, and then I got physically sick.
Yeah, it's probably not good for you, especially also for Brianna, who suffers with vertigo.
Yeah, I told Brianna not to give this a go.
Yeah.
I did it, and because like when you're flipping the plane over and you're flying the plane, you feel like you're on a roller coaster.
So you feel the nausea.
I spent 35 minutes. I thought I was going to vomit. Sorry, I know it's not nice to say that on the show, but I really felt like I was going to go. I paid $21 US
to make you feel like this.
I'm never playing it again. I'll try to bring it in.
Did you download it?
You download it off the game. You know, you go to the store and you download it. And so it is a great game. Like, I enjoyed playing it.
But it was too much. It
took me 45 minutes to settle myself because I thought I was going to... before going to bed.
That's not the first time you've done that. When we went on a works trip to some place, we went on a zombie thing, and you were sick then as well.
Yeah, I can't.
You were sitting on a thing, and you were watching the screen.
Yeah, I can't do that. I realize I'm not very good at that whole VR simulation thing. But I'll try to bring it in on the show this week.
Oh, no, I get so nauseous.
And I want you guys to give this a go. But it took me 45 minutes. I was, at one moment, I had my head over the toilet. That's how bad it got. Because I thought I was going to go.
Are you going to play it again?
No, I don't think I can.
Sure.
That's what I said. I wasted $21 because I'm never going to play
can
it again.
Can you send the game to someone for free or something?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
But yeah, technology. Love it.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
It's time for Faye.
Yeah, come on.
I know you're feeling it. You look my way. You just got in the car the other day.
That's right.
You hold that wheel.
Yeah.
You turn us up. Put that window down. Look to your right and what? Say, look at me, 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 look at me. It's all about the facts right now. I deliver you the facts. You can use those later on, maybe at the workplace, school, you name it. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ice blocks were invented by an 11-year-old by accident.
Interesting.
What?
Sticky rice strengthens the Great Wall of China, people.
Is that what they use? Wow.
They use sticky rice.
Interesting.
To keep that wall strong.
What that does to your intestines.
Yeah, people used to believe that kissing a donkey could relieve a toothache. Who's the donkey now? You'll never see more than 9 meters. You'll never be more than 9 meters away from a trash can in a Disney.
That is true.
There'll always be a trash can around you in Disney.
True.
Anyone knows what Barbie's full name is?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Is it Hannah?
Absolutely not. Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Oh, I knew that.
Barbie's real name. It's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland.
Okay.
And finally, this is the cutest story.
Tell me.
The actors who voiced Mickey and Minnie Mouse in the cartoons actually got married.
Oh, that's cute.
That's
like that.
So cute.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what we call Fade's Fact.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
On Monday, Rossi stole my watch and he took it away for the entire week. Fairly pricey watch.
Entire day.
Took it with him. Literally took it to the toilet. That was the worst thing. You can go see the video of it on Virgin Radio, DXB. I can't believe you were... What? Did you see what he just did?
What did he do?
Just sniffed his armpit.
I felt a smell. There's a funny smell going around, so I was just checking. But
he just sniffed it, and that's what I mean.
I smell all right.
He wore this watch on all day. You know how disgusting he is? I went and disinfected this. I really did. I cleaned it. I took it to the cleaner. I got it polished again. Anyway, I said to Rossi, you want to play the games with me. You want to steal my watch. You want to play a prank on me. Payback is good. Yesterday, I got him.
Oh, my gosh. I'm watching this video right now.
I'm watching it now.
Chris Fade Show.
Go to Virgin Radio DXB on Instagram right now. Rossi took his Vespa, his little toy Vespa. He rode it to work yesterday, and he parks it illegally just in the car park over here.
Illegally? What are you about?
Yeah, that's not a parking spot.
That's not a parking spot where you parked it.
Okay, well, I know for a fact who would have told you about that bike being there.
Who?
You didn't spot it, Eddie. I know Eddie.
No, it's not.
It's Eddie. It's Ramadan.
No, Eddie wouldn't do that.
So you moved bike out the way and hid it behind the building.
Can I ask a technical question here?
Mm.
Why did it move so easily?
Yeah, what's with your Vespa?
Shouldn't it not move when...
Basically what I did is, during the show yesterday, I said to the guys, I'm going to the bathroom. I went for 5 minutes. I ran downstairs. I got Rossi's Vespa. I moved it on the entire other side of the block.
Yeah.
There was no lock. I just literally pushed your bike away, and it was like a push bike. I moved it about a good 400 meters away from where it originally was. Now, go look at the video, because after the show, Rossi goes to leave, and he doesn't know where his bike is.
Jen, well done. VIP instigator little, you know, she was hiding behind the trees filming Rossi. How long did it take you to find your Vespa? How did you get home after I hit it?
How did I get home? I found it about 20 minutes afterwards. So is that your... I mean, I'll take that.
You're lucky, because I was gonna put the Vespa in an illegal spot so you got a ticket. I was going to leave it in the middle of the road.
That's messed up.
Well, that's messed up.
That. Yeah, I was going to go hard, but I thought, no.
That didn't cost you anything with your watch, just a bit of stress.
Okay, but really, technically, why was it so easy to move?
Because that's what it is that they do. You can move them.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
now I've hidden it.
Oh, you haven't parked it there again?
No.
All right, go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram, Chris, K-R-I-S, Fade Show. Go watch this video. We've got a couple of comments in right now. One says, my account is for sale, seriously? The other one is like, do you want more followers right now? I can get
yes,
them for you.
Yes, yes, I like that one.
And I am lonely. Hit me up.
By the way.
They could be bots, those ones. I don't know.
Well, on your, yeah, you got 171 comments on a photo the other day. 100 of them were those type of things.
I know, they're everywhere now.
You can't stop it.
You can't stop it.
Okay, so
Eddie's just put laughing emoji.
It was Eddie. 100%. Eddie drove to work late. Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris, you know, if you want to get Rossi back, I spotted his bike on the right-hand side as I drove in. Okay, because you park around the other side. So
Revenge is sweet, Rossi. Revenge is
Eddie,
sweet.
Is it done now?
Sorry.
Is it done now? Are you both done?
I am done. We are even. If you now, Rossi says I'm going to get you back. No, we're even right now. If you want to start, go ahead. But we're even. I'm happy to call it truths.
Truths? You mean?
Isn't it truths?
Go on, you tell us the truth then. How much you get paid? Tell us the truth.
Hold on a second. Are you telling me it's truce? What is it?
Truce.
Truce. T-R-U-C-E.
Truce. It's not truth.
Well, we can do truths if you want.
What's truce?
You tell us how much you get paid.
I don't want to blow your mind, Rossi. Truths.
So, have you been saying let's call it truths this whole time?
But that makes sense. Like, it's the truth. Like, we've got... What? Truce?
Like
truce.
What?
So I've got to use that word for a word from now on? Let's call it truths.
No, let's call it truce.
Like, how have you got through life not knowing that?
No idea.
You swear and you did not know that it's not truth.
I swear on my kids, well, I didn't know it was truth.
This is coming from the same guy who spent definitely defiantly for the past 10 years on his phone.
Truce.
Truce. An agreement between enemies or opponents to stop fighting. All right, well, there we go. I'll call it. I'm ready to call it truce.
No, call a truce. Call a truce.
I'm ready to call a truce. Yes or no? Call a truce.
I've already got my next thing planned already.
Rossi! Rossi!
Let him be like that then. We are not calling it a truce.
Calling a truce.
We're not calling a truce.
I'm stylish.
So the. We'll keep going back and forth then.
Yeah, yep. I've got the next ones. Now, the next one, like, just remember it's a joke, okay?
Oh, no.
See, like, when you have to say that, you know it's bad.
It's a joke, okay?
I don't want to play anymore.
No, like, when I do the next one, please remember it comes from a jokey place.
No, I won't.
Okay? Will it hurt him?
I won't.
Will it hurt him?
No.
Don't do anything like that's stupid.
I won't, but, like, it's borderline bad.
Rossi.
Has it got to do with any of my possessions?
No.
Oh, he's getting technical here.
Okay. Anyway, I'm officially saying on the radio, it's a truce. Rossi and I are even right now. He got me. I got him. I'm even. If he kicks off again, everyone knows it's Rossi. It's not me. Okay. Shaking the hands on it, I would shake his hand if I didn't feel that he was disgusting in every moment of his life, so I'm not going to shake his hand.
That's not a nice thing to say.
It's terrible.
He just sniffed his armpit.
That's also
so
true.
Picked his nose.
I didn't pick my nose.
Fixed his pants up.
I haven't picked my nose today, actually, so that's where you're wrong. Not today.
He has bleeding noses all the time. He's like a child. We've told him why he has
you
a bleeding
mean a
nose.
Nosebleed.
He's bleeding noses.
Lots of noses.
Yep, you do.
Nosebleed.
8:31, we're live, Virgin Radio. Good morning.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Always first, always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, 9:23 morning across the country. All the goss with you, Pretty Mullig.
It pays to invest, and Brad Pitt is the proof. Why? Well, Brad Pitt back in 1994 bought a home that had five bedrooms, five bathrooms for $1.7 million. He's just sold it for $39 million.
Wow.
That's insane. That's a lot of money.
But I was having this conversation with Brianna last night.
Yeah.
That I remember when I moved here 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Villas on the Palm,
yes,
were about 5 million dirhams, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember going myself, oh my gosh, so much money, right?
And now?
Some of them, 30, 40 million.
I know.
And that's the basic. That's not where they go. They go up to 100, 200 million.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones that were like 5 or 6 million then are now selling for 30 million.
Buyer's remorse. Buyer's remorse.
Wow.
Season 3 of The White Lotus headed to Thailand. So season 1 was set in Hawaii. Season 2 was in Italy. Fans have been eagerly waiting to hear where the setting is going to be for season 3. The White Lotus, if you haven't seen it, not for kids. Do not watch it with any kids. Please, please, please. It's on OSN Plus, but one of the best shows.
But I want to watch it, Brittany.
No, you cannot watch it.
Stop.
The iHeartRadio Music Awards took place in LA this week. One of the big awards of the night was the Innovator Award, which went to Taylor Swift. Have a listen to her speech.
I never a single time woke up in the morning and thought, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go innovate some stuff. You know, they're shining a light on the choices I made that worked out, right? The ones that turned out to be good ideas. But I really, really want everyone to know, especially young people, that the hundreds or thousands of dumb ideas that I've had are what led me to my good ideas. You have to give yourself permission to fail.
That's good advice.
There she is, the future president of America.
Yeah, right. That's good advice, though.
I feel like she'll be one day. She'll
maybe.
Be 50 years old Taylor Swift running to be the president of
it'll
USA.
It'll be The Rock and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, nah, Rock. Together. Yeah, Rock could do it. Yeah, true.
Together.
There it is.
And finally, Ed Sheeran revealed to Rolling Stone that he wanted a rapper to be on Shape of You. You know,
oh, this could definitely have a good rap bit in it.
Who do you think he asked? And they turned him down.
Jay-Z?
Yes! How did you know that? You guessed?
Because you're Ed Sheeran, you're at the top of your game.
You asked.
If you want a rapper, you want someone that's sort of like at your level or above.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So he said, I sent him the song and he said, I don't think the song needs a rap verse. And Ed goes on to say he was probably right. He's got a very, very good ear. He usually gets things right. It was a very natural, respectful pass.
Could have wrapped it, though.
Definitely. How would he have done it, though? That's the question.
Oh, God. Rossi, why'd you do that?
Yeah. It's the rock. I can't do it, Jay-Z.
You can't do Jay-Z.
It's the rock in the building.
But you can hear, like, I don't know.
You can hear, like, a rapper in there somewhere.
Such a great beat, this, right? Ed Sheeran's.
Maybe he'll do a re-release one day.
Jay-Z could, yeah. You know who I could see on it?
Who?
I could get like a British, what do
Stormzy?
They call it? Like a Stormzy, a Tiny Temper, a Dave. You know what I mean? It's got that, like, yeah, well, what's up? You know, and you got that.
Yeah.
You know, I got things and things and things and looking at me. Can't you see this? Watch out. See, I can't do it.
No.
But that's what I would love that.
Yeah, I get that.
That could be like, what do you call it? Is it?
Grime. Yeah, like that's how Ed Sheeran started out.
True.
But drum and bass and grime.
Because Ed Sheeran can do that sort of feel, right? I'm surprised he just didn't do it himself.
He raps a lot. Yeah.
All right, there he is. Thank you so much, Pretty Mullig. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
Moments you will remember. Moments you will remember. That's what I'm talking about. What is a moment in your life that you'll always remember? Today, we go to our house. You know, it's the running story over the next 6 months. Brianna and I bought a house. I nearly said Rossi and I bought a house together.
Oh, maybe one day. Investments.
Imagine that. Brianna and I bought a house, and we are renovating it because it needs a bit of work. And today is the day that we go with our contractors to smash the wall.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, we're going to go start, like, we're doing the, you know, the contractor said it's like it's a nice tradition to come in and
smash down a wall.
You guys like sort of smash the first wall. And I went, oh, that's actually really cute. I like that.
Are you excited? This is the first home that you've bought.
I'm so excited.
It's a big deal.
I didn't think I was going to be excited, but I'm really excited.
because I'm like, I want to put the, you know, this there, and can I do this, and I want to have a gym here, and, you know, I'm getting to sort of, you know, build your own little, you know, sort of dream home, you
know?
Yeah,
that's so cool.
And to be able to do it here in Dubai, 16 years ago, came here with, like, next to nothing.
Mm-mm.
And now to be able to come and just say, hey, I'm building a home in Dubai, and I'm calling Dubai home, is really, really special. So it's going to be a special moment today, where that's going to be a moment that I'll remember. I remember that moment forever, like knocking down the wall of the house.
That's cool.
It's going to be so cute.
I love that.
But I want to know, like, do any of you have, like, those moments that you just remember? Like, what's something that you remember? I'm not talking about, like, getting married or anything like that, because obviously those are moments. But, like I'm going to remember this moment, picking up a sledgehammer and just smashing a wall, right? Mm. 04871-5544. Do you have a moment in your life that you will truly sort of always remember? It's not the most epic moment ever. I'm not saying it's the most amazing moment ever, but I'm just saying that small little catchment that you'll always go, huh, I remember when that happened.
That's cute.
That's a cute little thing. Maybe buying your first car.
It could be anything, really.
You know, 04871-5544. A moment in your life that you will always remember. Give me a call right now. 04871-5544.
For me, I think it would be bringing Duke home.
Oh, that's cute. When you brought your dog home.
Yeah, I was like nervous and excited, obviously being afraid of animals all my life. Yeah. And then having my own dog, like, I was scared. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I'll always remember, like, bringing him home.
That's cute. I like that. That's such
a moment.
That's such a big moment. I get that. Rossi?
First cry of my first child in the hospital.
Huh.
And it was like excitement, but it was also like, oh, I'm going to have to.
You mean your first baby?
First baby?
Isla, hearing the first cry sometime.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is, I've got to deal with this all the time.
Yeah. It never goes away.
Like, reality struck.
It was a reality check, yeah.
Yeah, but you remember those moments. I get that. Like, that's a moment that you remember. Shiraz, a moment that you sort of stuck with you that you remember.
Hey, morning, guys. So for me, it was when my son was diagnosed with a hole in his heart when he was about 8 months.
Wow.
So we panicked, and I had to fly my wife back to India because one of our aunts is a gynecologist in AIM, one of the topmost institutes. So after routine a day and a half, we came to know the reports were not correct.
Oh, my gosh. They misdiagnosed your son, saying that he had a hole in his heart at 8 months, and it was a misdiagnosis?
So those 2 days of my life, I can never forget.
Oh, man, I can imagine. I can imagine.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
How do you... Absolutely. Can I ask something? How do they get that wrong? And then how do the gynecologist gets it right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to blame the... but we went to somewhere in healthcare city.
Yeah.
One of the biggest thing for me was they said, you know, you can go back home, you can take it easy, you can think about it. That's where I told my wife, I said, this is not fine. If it was serious, they would have told me to get admitted right away.
True.
We need to do certain tests.
Mm.
And you know, I believe in one goddess in India, it was actually Devi Priti would know.
Yeah.
So I had asked that if everything is fine, before he's 1 year old, I'll get him there. And I did that.
You did it? Wow.
Good on you. And I'm glad. I'm glad he's doing well right now. What a moment to remember. And a special one. Definitely a special one right there. Charles, a moment that you remember.
Well, I know everyone's going on about, you know, real life-changing ones. Mine's more amusing. So I used to fly out to Dubai when I was living in London to play in the Dubai Rugby Sevens.
Yep.
And when I was young and a little bit reckless and a bit of a crowd entertainer, I used to shimmy up to the top of the stand and do pull-ups right at the top of the stand.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two things. I was in the Mall of the Emirates in a sports store, and a seven-year-old kid with his mum went, Mommy, look, it's a Dubai Sevens chin-up guy.
That was your big famous moment there. That was great.
I love it.
And the second one was flying back to London, and an air hostess on Emirates walked past me, went, hang on a minute. Came back with a camera and showed me a video of me doing it. Goes, that's you, isn't it? I was like, yeah.
It's famous. You famous chin-up man.
I love
you
that.
You famous chin-up man.
I wonder if you can still do them now.
Yeah, I wonder. Amal, a moment that you'll remember?
So when I went to my gynecologist to get my fit to fly to travel and deliver my baby in my home country, and she said, you need to deliver the baby now. That's 2 months, 10 days earlier.
My gosh.
Scary.
You were going to get a certificate to say you're safe to fly. You had 2 months before your pregnancy was done. And she said, no, you have to deliver now?
Yes. She said, just go to the hospital. I'll follow you. You will deliver the baby now.
Oh, my gosh. And you delivered it. It was 2 months premature.
Yes, I deliver in my 30th week.
And everything was okay now? Everything's okay?
All good. Alhamdulillah.
Gosh, what a moment. That must have been a scary one as well. Finally, Ashish, tell me.
When I saw my child, my mom was holding it, and the child was all covered with wax, white color one. I still remember that like a year ago.
When the baby first comes out, that's what you remember, everything, right? Did you say your mother was holding the child?
Yes, my mom was holding the child.
So your mom was in the delivery room as well?
Yes.
What?
They allowed one person. So
and your wife picked...
Hold on, was it your mom or her mom?
My mom.
Oh, wow, that's a close relationship. That's taking mother-in-law to the next level. Zainab, you've got one.
Yes, I'm right here.
Tell us, Zainab, what it is.
Mine is I did not conceive for 10 solid years. I was longing for a child.
Okay, longing for a child, 10 years trying, and?
Yes, and then we went to London for a holiday.
Okay.
And I just went to one of the clinics there because I had missed, you know.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And they told me I was pregnant. I couldn't believe it. My husband was somewhere in Selfridges shopping.
Oh my God. What a moment. Mm.
So unexpected.
After 10 years.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That's beautiful.
And are you...
I will never forget that. I will never, never, ever. She's a special baby.
Look at that. 10 years trying... And then just unexpectedly...
You find out.
You find out when you're in London.
What did you name her?
Nutella.
Nutella. Like a beautiful name.
I like Nutella. I was going to say Miracle as well.
Miracle is a good name. London's a good name.
London. No, you couldn't name your daughter
Why
London.
Why not? No. You could have Paris. You could have London.
London.
Better than Selfridges.
London. Yeah, true, true. Well, Zainab, I love that. Thank you for sharing that story. And what a special moment that must have been.
Okay. And I'm happy Chris and Ross, they made it up.
No, they didn't, Zainab. They didn't. It continues.
I called it truce. He hasn't.
No? Yeah. Yeah, I haven't called it yet. But listen, Zainab, thank you so much for listening all these years.
Yeah, we love you, Zainab. We truly do. Ali, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What do you remember? What do you remember that like will stick in your mind?
Yeah, so I mean, I've had a few interesting moments, like our moments in my life. But I used to work the cruise ship about 20 years ago now. Mm-hmm. In 2006, I think it was. And we were sailing out of Port Canaveral, which is a NASA base. And, you know, I think NASA was to launch on the 4th of July. But because of bad weather, they couldn't. And we were docked in the port, and you can see the launch, you know, if you're in the port. And I saw them launch a rocket there. And, you know, it was like, oh, my God, so I'm Indian my whole life. I'd always seen Diwali rockets get launched, but this was something else.
That's so cool. Like, so you got to see it.
Oh, my God.
So you saw a NASA space shuttle go off,
that's
is that right?
Cool. That's
cool. Yeah, because you can see it from the port. Like, the port is not... and, you know, a rocket going up is exploding. I mean, it's massive. It's like... I can't even put it in words. It's just...
Yeah, how is that? How is it watching a spaceship from NASA go up into space?
Yeah, so obviously the sky is on fire. And, you know, in 2006, we didn't have smartphones. I had that little digital camera.
Yeah.
Obviously got pictures somewhere, you know, in my home in Bombay. But yeah, I mean, when I tell my daughter will be 10 on the 2nd, she's always like, why didn't you take me? And I was like, you weren't even there at that point.
Do you feel the heat? I know you're far away from the launch pad, but do you still feel the heat?
No, you can't feel the heat, but you can feel like the earth, the sky, like you can feel the power of it in the sense.
Yeah, it must have been Discovery, and its seven-member crew lifted up in 2006 from NASA's Kennedy Space Station at 8:47. Low clouds had delayed the Discovery launch on a Thursday, and they had to redo it on a Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah. So it wasn't the deal. Like, we were just in for, I think it was scheduled for 4th of July, but if they have bad weather, they won't launch, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how... It was a few days later, and the ship was in port that day. It was just...
That's awesome. See, I love it. Those moments that just sit in your mind and you'll remember it forever. Have a think about yours today.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
I want you to think about if you could have lunch with one person, who would you want to have lunch with? Now, the reason why...
Are you about...
My brother, this is the message I get from my brother yesterday. He obviously lives in Australia. I've got to fly to Melbourne on Thursday. Having lunch with Barack Obama.
Oh yeah, because he's in Australia.
He's in Australia.
Why is he having lunch with Barack Obama?
The type of work that my brother does. He is involved in some type of work that involves this connection. So he gets. He's obviously not having it. Just like it's not like him and four people.
But he gets to meet him.
But I'm sure it's a fair few people.
So we're not saying what your brother does.
No.
Okay.
And he. Because I haven't asked him. If he told me it was fine, I would. I don't want to go. You know.
Well, it's very topical at the moment.
It's true. I don't want to do it now because I didn't get the permission from the brother.
I wonder why Barack Obama's having dinner with them.
Wait, I'm researching.
So yeah, he's gonna have lunch with Barack Obama. I know that's something that you would have loved, Pretty.
I was just watching Comedians in Cars, Jerry Seinfeld, the Barack Obama episode yesterday.
Oh, with the Corvette Stingray.
I've watched that episode about a million times. Oh,
split screen.
I would love to meet him.
Who would you want to have lunch with if you had the opportunity right now? Who would you want to have lunch with? 0487155444. If you could have lunch with one person, who would it be? Maybe Iftar. 0487155444. Rossi, who would it be?
Paul McCartney.
You always go for the Beatles, though.
He's still alive. John Lennon's number one, obviously. Then it would be Paul McCartney, I think. And then Duncan Ferguson.
Pick one, Rossi.
Guy Ritchie is it?
Duncan's very possible.
Dinner with Dunk. Yeah. Me and him are on first name terms. Now we know each other.
I sat with, I interviewed Guy Ritchie once. He was a great guy as well.
Yeah, literally.
Great guy. Yeah, there you go.
And you?
Chris? I think I know yours. Are you going to say The Rock?
No.
You want to say something different?
Yeah.
Kevin.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Nah, late Kobe, I think.
Smart, yeah. Kobe, I like that.
Late Kobe Bryant.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, Seinfeld. Also, Michael Jordan.
That'd be cool.
Love that. Would love to do that.
That'd be cool.
Who would you have lunch with? Melody, who is it?
Taylor Swift.
Are you a Swiftie? You're a Swiftie.
Yep.
You think it'd be good? You think she'd talk?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear she's coming to Dubai to perform?
What?
No, I'm joking.
Why would you do that to her? Poor thing.
That's got to happen. We haven't had Taylor Swiftie, have we?
Yeah, we need Taylor.
No, we haven't.
We need Taylor. All right, Melody, well, I hope that comes true one day. Rami, who would you want to have lunch with?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well, mate.
So, it's going to be Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne and Kevin
Hart. Can you do that together? Can you do lunch together?
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, exactly. You're a Kevin Hart fan, but then you're also an Avril Lavigne super fan.
You like Skater Boy. What can we say?
I love it.
Why Avril?
Teenage crush.
Teenage crush. It's still there with him. I love that. I think that's awesome. Well done, Robbie. Thanks for being honest. Kelly, who would you want to have lunch with?
It would definitely have to be the Beckhams.
The Beckhams, Victoria and David.
Victoria and both of them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a cheap dinner because Victoria wouldn't eat much.
That's true. That's true. I like it. Jan, who would you want to have lunch with?
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Doing well, brother.
For me, I think it's going to be Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, legendary Steve
That's
Harvey.
A good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I've had a brief convo with him. Seemed very pleasant, very nice.
Wow.
Yep. It was at the Etihad Arena. He was going to the bathroom.
What a time.
I swear, that's where I met Steve Harvey.
That's great.
He's like a legendary, right? Abdullah, who would you want to have lunch with?
The ABBA band from the 70s.
ABBA.
Interesting choice.
Yep, they're all still alive and kicking, aren't they?
Are they really?
Yeah.
All of ABBA.
Agneta, Bjorn, Anna Fried.
How, Rossi?
Benny.
How?
I don't know.
What year were you born?
I'm an old soul, what can I say?
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Go!
Thanks for hanging out with us once again. Great show this morning. We'll be back tomorrow from 7 a.m. at 7:40 is our pop quiz timing for Ramadan. So not at 7:10, 7:40 as well. You know what Pretty and Rossi and I are going to be doing after the show?
What?
We are going to be going into our Oracle account.
Don't talk about this stuff on the radio.
Are we not allowed to?
No.
Oh.
It's not good to talk about these things.
Mm. Why?
Because it's company rules, you know? can't talk about this type of stuff on the show.
Okay. Anyway, well, what we're going to do is we're going to basically watch some videos and then we get tested, and it's just about like security, like on your emails.
Yeah, we know. What's the plans for today apart from that?
Oh, I think it's going to take me 3 hours.
Me and Chris have got 5 overdue tasks on this. Pretty.
How many overdue did
5.
You have? Oh, so we've all got overdue tasks.
Yeah.
I'm doing the latest one now.
You didn't.
Can I just ask a quick question here, Pretty?
Another one.
In school.
That's going to try to put me down. Go ahead.
No.
Where did you sit in the class? Which area?
We were assigned seats, so wherever the teacher told us to sit.
Ah, you were assigned seats. Good.
Who wants to make...
Why do you always try to paint a weird picture? Why do you always try to paint a negative picture of me?
I don't. I just... I can imagine
let's
you start, being...
Let's recap today. So
anybody want to make a quick buck, though? Rossi?
What to do your stuff? Yeah?
It's pretty quick.
I like... Yeah.
I've already failed part one.
Yeah, you give me the access to your account and I'll do it.
Oh, no
That's
way.
The exact opposite of what we're learning not to do.
No, yeah, come on. Let's see what grade you are. Let's go.
No, stop talking about that sort of stuff. You said we're not allowed to talk about our personals. I had no idea what the company Oracle ever did until, like, recently.
I thought it was something from The Matrix.
It's a huge company. You know, it's massive.
Yeah, it's around the world.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a computer software company. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I just didn't know what they did. Now I know.
We put our vacation in.
I know.
Let's just do it on the show. Fishing is a type of fraud.
You said we're not allowed to talk about it. Now you're actually giving out the questions. Don't do that.
We could do it and then just get it. We could ace the scores 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm learning. There's so many IT experts who listen to the show.
I'm on the test your knowledge part run right now.
For which one? The first part?
The second part? I failed the first part. Yeah.
Same. I failed the first part.
If you failed and I failed, I feel better now that we failed together. Compromised removable storage media such as USB devices can be used to infect a computer, ask for your money to return your files, but this is good stuff though. Like, this is actually really good stuff that we should know. So I don't want to. I'm not complaining about it. We should learn it, and everyone should learn. Well done to our company, and well done to Oracle. We're gonna get out of here now at 9:56.
Hopefully.
Have a great day, Eddie.
We'll be back tomorrow.
No, hold on. Is Eddie? Eddie, have you done this?
Yeah, I've done it. Done all of them.
Of course.
Ah, goody.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah, yes. Come in before.
How much?
It's Ramadan. Come on.
You're offering Rossi. Come.
It's Ramadan.
Come on now.
You got 6 minutes to your show starts, but you're commercial free.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, you'll do more talking then. We may ask you a few questions, Eddie. Eddie's up next. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show. Back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.